Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
For a soldier who's recovering from the effects of war, Fisher House is here.
My wife just kept saying how wonderful this place was and how I had to hurry up and get out of the hospital.
To provide comfort, support, and an inexpensive place to stay.
I think us being here, him seeing the baby, I think that's helped him tremendously.
A place like this works wonders.
Join NOVAC in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Visit WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVAC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVAC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVAC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVAC. Listening. Responding.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. Or go to JoeHadid.com.
5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Bill Brosi in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Bill. Relatively quiet on this Christmas morning across the D.C. region. Of course, not only do we have no tolls on 66, but the metro lines are running on a Sunday schedule all day long with off-peak fares in effect. Parking is free at all metro-operated facilities as well. The metro rail has begun operating now. We'll close down at 11 o'clock tonight. On the roads, we've got an accident on the inner loop of the Beltway just past University Boulevard. The accident is off to the shoulder, but it is slowing things down there a little bit because police are investigating. Southbound 395 in Alexandria, right near Duke Street, Little River Turnpike. We have a broken down vehicle that's been moved off to the shoulder. Right in D.C., inbound New York Avenue slows between South Dakota Avenue Northeast and Bladensburg Road Northeast. And southbound Rhode Island Avenue in Brentwood, we have some heavy traffic there between Maryland 208 and Eastern Avenue Northeast. Average speed just 16 miles per hour in that stretch. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Under the wind advisory until 2 p.m., possible gusts of 50 miles per hour. Now, the winds will be dying down, and we will work in more sunshine throughout the day. We got up to 38. Tonight, we turn mostly cloudy, low near 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high mid-30s to around 40. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Vienna, 33 in Silver Spring, 38 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. A high school football coach invites a homeless player to live with him and his family. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
On Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is indeed Christmas morning. We are keeping you up to speed on all the news that has been breaking over the last 24 hours or so, and then some. Believe it or not, there is a lot going on. First of all, the president has come out now, and he is making Christmas merry again. This is what the president, of course, President Trump, had to say to our troops just a few hours ago.
I just wanted to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas. We say Christmas again very proudly. Mm-hmm. Very, very Merry Christmas. We're going to have a great year. It's going to be an incredible year. As we celebrate this most precious holiday, we're grateful for each of you who spend this Christmas away from your families and defend all of our families. our freedoms, and our flag. Every American heart is thankful to you, and we're asking God to watch over you and to watch over your families.
Yeah, and that is, of course, the president talking again to our troops, which is terrific. And I appreciate what the president had to say. For the love of Pete, Mr. President, make fixing the VA a priority in 2018. And I know that this is one of the things that the president has been talking about for quite some time. But it seems like every couple of months we hear a story, a horror story, about how bad the VA is. And so this is yet another week in the last week where we did indeed hear that the VA continues to have problems. There have been some particular VA facilities that have seen improvements. However, we do still have problems riddled throughout the VA, and we still have every single day veterans are committing suicide, and I know that there still is a lot that needs to be done. And so if you are somebody who is listening and you're a proud member of our military or a veteran, from my heart to yours, very much of a thank you goes out to you for everything you did for our country. By the way, speaking of President Trump, we know that he has his critics. We know that he has his critics both on the left and the right. And so the left, they are in perpetual attack mode. And there are some folks on the right that are also in perpetual attack mode. And one of those is a Trump critic and Republican Senator Jeff Flake, who is now saying that he may, as a matter of fact, run against President Trump during the primaries in 2020. And he said this to ABC's This Week.
I do believe if the president is running for re-election, if he continues on the path that he's on, that's going to leave a huge swath of voters looking for something else.
You know, one of the things that I find interesting about Jeff Flake is this is a guy who literally wrote the book on the resistance from the right, calling out Republicans and saying that if they did not speak out against President Trump, then they were hypocrites. And this was back, if I remember right, in the summertime. And so he definitely felt a backlash from that. And so when all of that came down, there's a lot of folks that looked at this guy Flake and they said, well, this is not a guy for us. And so apparently he heard from the good people in Arizona who basically let him know that they didn't like what he had to say about President Trump. And I also know that here in Nashville, Tennessee, where I am, Bob Corker, our own senator, came out against President Trump. And he basically talked about how the president, in a roundabout kind of way, said that the president was not fit for office.
You have to actually govern and do something. And sooner or later, the voters will figure out, I think they are and have, that we've got to have something else.
Yeah, and that's what Jeff Flake has to say about President Trump. And just talking about Bob Corker to finish that thought, he also said that the president has to learn to lead or he's going to be in trouble. And so the Trump supporters here in Tennessee, they let Senator Corker know that they did not appreciate what he had to say about President Trump. And so now both Jeff Flake and Senators Corker and Flake both saying, you know, we're not going to run again. And part of the question has to be, well, are they not going to run because they know that these comments about President Trump will come back to haunt them? Because Senator Corker, he's had a, let's just say, a complicated relationship with the president over the past at least year or so. And certainly Jeff Flake, there's nothing complicated about Flake's relationship with President Trump. He does not like him in any way, shape, or form. And so, of course, the next natural question is, all right, Senator Flake, are you going to then run for president? Here's what he had to say.
I don't rule anything out, but it's not in my plans.
Yeah, so I think that is what we can call the pretty much standard answer for a politician that is getting ready to run against a sitting president. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But, you know, you've got the left and you've got the right. Everybody's taking shots at President Trump. And everybody's taking shot at, say, for example, his most recently released tax reforms, which for a lot of folks, I mean, don't get me wrong, this isn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but there are a lot of people that are going to get money back from their taxes, or they're not going to be paying as much in
taxes because of the tax reforms. And so come next year, people are going to start looking at their paychecks and they're going to see, wow, I've got a lot more in my paycheck. Or some people are going to say, well, I have less in my paycheck. But the truth is, there are a lot of people that will see more money coming in, and that's a good thing. So the question is, even though we've seen polling that shows that there's a lot of Americans who will buy into the very leftist notion that this is nothing but tax cuts for the wealthy and for the corporations across America, well, everybody from all walks of life will be getting some sort of a tax cut. Some people, when I say everybody, I mean all demographics will pretty much see some sort of a tax cut, although individuals within each demographic, they may see some sort of a tax rise. It just depends on everybody's individual situation. But I think that regardless as to what people think about President Trump and the Republicans, their tax reforms, ultimately, it's going to come down to the numbers. If people have been buying into all of the basic rhetoric from the left saying about how this is nothing but a tax cut for the rich and for the corporations and how the Republicans want to starve babies and kill old people, then they look at their paychecks and they realize, hey, you know what? This actually isn't bad. I know somebody who is a diehard liberal, but he figured out that he is going to get about $1,000 back in his paycheck. Now, he refuses to give the president any credit. However, he as well is one of many people who are Trump detractors who will be seeing money coming back to them. And it all comes down to one thing, and it all comes down to one concept. Who can spend your money better? Our federal government, no offense to lawmakers listening right now here in Washington, D.C., but who can better spend my money and your money? Our government, which is, you know, let's just say it's wasteful, or you or me. I know that, and I know I speak for all of us when I say that we could spend our money far more responsibly than our federal government can, because we have, of course, heard about waste and fraud in our federal government for years. And so we'll have to see ultimately what the tax reforms, what kind of an effect they have on the midterm elections and also the presidential elections in 2020. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Vincent Mary on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. We do traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Bill Brazy.
Well, Dan, we've got accidents cleared on the inner loop of the Beltway past University Boulevard. And that accident that was on southbound 395 in Alexandria, right near Little River Turnpike, has also been cleared. That wasn't an accident, actually. It was a broken-down vehicle. Cleared now. On the outer loop of the Beltway, 202 Landover Road into the express lanes of I-95. We have an average speed of just under 30 miles per hour there and some slow traffic inbound New York Avenue heading into the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now, we do have a situation developing in Fairfax. A tree is down on Trap Road. It's blocking all lanes right near Towson Road. The cleanup is in progress, but police are there kind of directing things around that, directing traffic around that situation. And northbound Chainbridge Road, we have the ongoing construction road closure there between Fairfax Boulevard and I-66. That's road work that will remain closed for another couple of weeks. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a nice day. As a matter of fact, sunny, about 38 degrees tonight. A little cloudy and a low of 25 right now. It is 38 degrees in our nation's capital.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep-down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to JoeHadid.com.
It's 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandison for Vincent Mary. Mornings on the Mall. How are you? And a Merry Christmas to you. So now the re-gifting rules have apparently been adjusted. And I guess they have been adjusted over the years. You know what re-gifting is, right? So years and years and years and years ago, feels like a bazillion years ago, we ended up getting this... I mean, I can't even describe it, but it was a family get-together kind of a thing. This fake Ginger House display. And we received it from someone on my wife's side of the family. And so we're looking at this thing and we're thinking, okay, this thing is the ugliest thing we've ever seen. What the heck are we going to do with it? So we had the great idea to re-gift it to an aunt on my side of the family, which is what exactly is that we did the very next year. I mean, I kid you not. When I say that we received this from my wife's side of the family, we opened it up. Oh, this is great. Oh, my God, we love it. We got home. I kid you not. We rewrapped, reboxed and rewrapped that thing, and we started figuring out, okay, who amongst my relatives could we give this to? And we decided on my Aunt Billy, God rest her soul. And so the very next year, we re-gifted this fake ginger house display, gave it to my Aunt Billy. Folks, years went by, and about 8 years later, my Aunt Billy, unbeknownst to her, I think she was starting to lose it at this point, she re-gifted this fake ginger house back to us. I kid you not. So it was sort of like, okay, so what do we do? Because we opened the presents, and of course Aunt Billy is there, and my mom and my dad, well, my dad is there, and his second wife, and so forth. And so everybody's there. And so what we're trying to figure out is we're opening this gift. Is, did she mean to re-gift this thing right back to us? Now, to her credit, I mean, she re-gifted like 6 or 7 years later, but still. Yet in answer to your next question, we just threw the damn thing away. It was just like, okay, you know what? We're going to throw this away because we could re-gift it back to somebody else. But let's just face it. This was a bad gift to begin with. We probably should have thrown it away after that. But instead, we re-gift it to somebody else, and then it's re-gifted back to us. And it was almost like, did she know that it was a re-gift? So now they've come out with the re-gifting ideas, and of course we know that I believe that tomorrow, December 26th, is officially known as re-gifting day. So here's what they're saying as far as what are the rules for re-gifting. They say now that more than 3 in 4 Americans find re-gifting socially acceptable. According to a survey from American Express, in last year, consumers re-gifted an average of 4 presents. Now, that's surprising. Because as far as I know, as far as I can remember, I only re-gifted my ex-wife and I, we only re-gifted that one ginger house display. Did I mention how god-awful that was? I did. Several years ago, they say, etiquette rules would not allow re-gifting, says etiquette experts. After the recession, it became more popular and acceptable, but they said that even if regifting is generally considered acceptable, folks, there are rules, and here they are. So if you've gotten something horrific this morning, and you start thinking about who to regift it to next year, here are the rules, and they're actually fairly obvious. 1, mind your social circles. Do not regift a present among the same social circle. They say that is where you can get yourself into trouble. That means if your office secret Santa got you a bad present last year, it should not make an appearance at this year's party. Same goes with gifts among friends and also extended family. Make sure some time has elapsed. While you don't want to give dated gifts, give a little breathing room between when you receive and repurpose a gift to avoid having the original giver ask about it. Oh, that's a great point. Hey, you remember that really cool fake ginger house display that I gave you last year? Can I borrow that? Yeah, that'd be just my luck. To make sure that you don't break this particular rule, they talk about how you need to keep all potential re-gifts in a box with post-it notes attached to each item detailing when, where, and who gave the gift. Here's another one. It has got to be the right fit. They say this is not an unplug the lamp and try to give it away situation, they say. A re-gift has got to come with the right intention, meaning it must fit the receiver's style and be something you would likely have purchased on your own as a gift. They say maybe it's not quite right for you, but, you know, your best friend will love it. They say that is acceptable. Here's where we went wrong as well. Do not regift with immediate family members. Skip the regift option when it comes to parents and siblings. They say if you have something that you know your sister would like, just give it to her and tell her the situation. They say don't try to pass it along as a gift because of the fact that you could end up regifting it right back to somebody. And let's face it, you know, families talk, right? I know mine does. The gift has to have some sort of value. They say that unless it's an heirloom or an antique, a regift should always be something new. They say something you got for free is also generally off the table unless it's something really nice. They say that once one person attended an event by Oprah, and they gave away a free Oprah keychain, and the person says that I gave it to my mom, and it was a great gift. But generally, they say do not give promotional gifts. And finally, they say that you always have to keep the original packaging, but you always also have to rewrap the gift. They say that a re-gifted product should always be given in its original packaging, but also you have to make sure that you take time to rewrap it, because a gift that is not rewrapped, that is a clear sign that said gift has been re-gifted. And it goes on. Oh, the other one is very quickly, because I'm running out of time. These re-gifts cannot be sentimental. A handmade gift or anything sentimental that the original giver might ask to see should be held on to. And also, if you ultimately get caught regifting, they say the best thing that you should do is just yes. Even if it is embarrassing, if you get caught regifting, by all means, just fess up, because there really is no way around that. So there are your signs for regifting, because tomorrow you can wish your friends and family a happy regifting day. Dan Mandis here in for Vince and Mary. It's morning on some mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Time to check traffic and weather every 10 minutes, as we do first on the fives from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. It's Bill Rosie.
Thanks, Dan. We've got some trees down blocking a road and Fairfax, but they're cleaning it up now as we speak. This report is brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. The road that's closed because of those trees is Trap Road, right near Towelston Road, and we have police on the scene directing traffic around that. That accident on the inner loop of the Beltway we told you about earlier around University Boulevard, that's been cleared. Things moving along pretty well there right now. And southbound 395 right near Duke Street, Little River Turnpike, we had a vehicle broken down. That's been cleared away now, and things are moving along well there. In Alexandria, inner loop of the Beltway, it's just slow traffic between 395 Virginia and Little River Turnpike. And, of course, the Metro lines running, up and running now from 8 a.m. till 11 p.m. today. And on a Sunday schedule with off-peak fares in effect, parking will be free, too, at all Metro-operated facilities for the Christmas holiday. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We work in more sunshine throughout the day. Gusty winds early. Wind advisory until 2 for possible gusts of 50 miles per hour. High 38 tonight, turning mostly cloudy. Low near 25. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Raising our nation's capital. Good morning, it's Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall, and a Merry Christmas to you. Of course, a lot's going on today. Folks are heading out to the movies, people spending time with family and friends. Hopefully that is what you are doing today. Hopefully that is part of your agenda. We do have news that we've been covering, of course, throughout the day. I've been telling you about the problems that Hollywood has been having. I will talk about that a little bit more. Some new numbers have come out regarding the success of Star Wars, and much to my surprise, as a matter of fact, The Last Jedi is now running about $100 million behind The Force Awakens. So a little surprised at that. So we'll talk about that, as well as some political news to discuss, as well as what happened with that Amtrak crash in the state of Washington. Some new and very disturbing details have come out. So I've got those stories and a whole lot more straight ahead on WMAL.
You hear that? You got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think.
That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
Hey, Vince Colonnades here. When I'm looking for something with power, performance, and the feeling of ultimate luxury, I get all of those things from Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. Trust me, nothing beats a Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac. For the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
Good morning, Dan Mandison, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Coming up, did U.S. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee get preferential treatment from United Airlines? That story straight ahead on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning and Merry Christmas. I'm Bill Thompson. On this Christmas Day in California, a huge wildfire is now said to be 86% contained.
Instead of spending Christmas Day with their families, more than 1,500 firefighters are still battling the wildfire that's become the largest in California history. Christmas came to them, courtesy of another guy who knows a little something about working holidays. The Ventura County Fire Department tweeted out a photo of some of the crews posing with Santa.
Correspondent Dave Alpert. Many people in the Northeast and the Midwest don't have to just dream of a white Christmas. They're getting one. The National Weather Service says storm systems expected to dump several inches of snow in Chicago and New England could get up to 8 inches. President Trump on Christmas Eve cheered on U.S. troops spending the holidays away from home. He told Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard members that, quote, every American heart is thankful for them and their families. On this Christmas Day, a special message from Washington's Catholic Archbishop Cardinal Donald Wuerl.
This year, I'm going to be asking all of the faithful to be mindful of the people who are newly arrived in our community. We have so many immigrants, people who have had to flee their land because of the terrible things happening there.
Cardinal Wuerl will celebrate Christmas with a noon mass at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. Two Loudoun County Sheriff's deputies are recovering this morning after being shot while responding to a domestic dispute. Their injuries are said to be serious but not life-threatening. Checking your money, the markets are closed today, of course. The Dow opens tomorrow at 24,754, the Nasdaq at 6,960. Sports sponsored by Indeed.com. The Redskins close out the home schedule with a win. Dallas and New York lose. NBA, the Wizards take on the Celtics in Boston this evening. The Caps are off till Wednesday. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
IT orchestration stories from CDWG. A government agency needed to respond to more constituents with more workers in more places at once. So it turned to CDWG. CDWG orchestrated a mobility strategy featuring Dell Latitude notebooks that kept their people moving and their data safe. Mobility by Dell. IT orchestration by CDWG. Learn more at cdwg.com/Dell. CDWG. People who get it.
Now's the time to track down the best deals at Cabela's after Christmas clearance. Hurry in and save up to 50% on a huge selection of footwear from national brands like Ariat, Timberland, Danner, and more. Get 50% off select Cabela's logo tees and caps for the family. And take 30% off select Cabela's rods, reels, combos, and tackle storage. Don't miss your chance to save big during Cabela's after Christmas clearance. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds team. Sarah, tell us how your exclusive buyers in waiting system works for anyone wanting to sell their home.
It's easy. Call us and we will sit down with you and show you in real time our hot and ready home buyers ready to see your home now.
Well, that's easy. I understand you also have over 5,500 buyers in your database looking for a home in the area right now.
Yes, we do. That's one of the many reasons why we were able to net our sellers 6% more money and sell three times faster than the average agent. We already have the buyers.
So that's why you continue to be ranked one of the top teams in the area?
Yes, and we will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, we will buy it for a price agreed upon. Let us get you top dollar and you can start packing.
Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. Geico's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. Geico understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Bill Brosi in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a pretty good slowdown into that 3rd Street Tunnel as you head north from K Street Northwest into New York Avenue Northwest. Also on East Capitol Street Southeast Westbound between Central Avenue and Benning Road. The Beltway is looking good now. They cleared that accident from the inner loop past University Boulevard. We have no delays really to speak of on either the inner loops or the outer loops of the Beltway. Baltimore-Washington Parkway is in pretty good shape. US 1 northbound right in D.C. between 395 and Independence Avenue Southwest. We have some slow traffic, average speed just 12 miles per hour there. And they cleared an accident southbound 395 near Duke Street, Little River Turnpike. Remember, those metro trains are running on a Sunday schedule all day for the Christmas holiday. It will be running until 11 o'clock tonight. There's also free parking in there and, for the Christmas holiday. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Working in more sunshine throughout the day after a gray start. We've got the gusty winds early on. Wind advisory until 2 for possible gusts of 50 miles per hour. We get up to 38. Tonight we turn mostly cloudy, low near 25. Tomorrow partly cloudy, mid-30s to around 40 for the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 31 in Centerville, 32 in Bowie, 35 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Morning. Mornings on the Mall at AM 630.
Good morning and a Merry Christmas to you from all of us at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis in for Vince and Mary. Appreciate you being here. It's Mornings on the Mall.
Yeah, we've had some interesting news to talk about today. Jeff Flake apparently kind of throwing it down that he may be running against President Trump in 2020. We'll have to wait and see what happens. I think a lot of people are sitting back and waiting to see what happens. You know, we know that the economy is doing really well. But one of the things that I found fascinating from last week is, first of all, the polling that's out there on President Trump. People seem to acknowledge and appreciate that the economy is doing well. However, they don't like President Trump as a person. And because they don't like President Trump as a person, while they will acknowledge that he gets credit for helping the economy, they're not necessarily saying that they're going to vote for him in 2020. And to me, that makes absolutely no sense. One of the things that the president ran on was building a better economy. And so for the voters here in America, and trust me when I say, we have a lot of time now between now and the presidential election in 2020. There's a lot of things can happen. But I think that one of the things that the president remains to be challenged by is a brand that isn't necessarily favorable for a guy who is president of the United States. Because as much as it doesn't make any sense to me, people do want their presidents to be presidential. Quote-unquote presidential. And that means not sending out these tweets that some people might find offensive, not attacking the FBI, for example, or the Department of Justice, not sending out tweets that is critical of, you know, some segments of our society. I mean, it goes on and on. But I think that what the last election showed us was that the American people, they don't care about political correctness, and we know that. So one of the things that I found was interesting was these polls on President Trump, they were coming from, say, for example, CNN. Well, we know that CNN hates President Trump, so the first thing you have to do, and I hate to say this, but one of the first things you have to do is, okay, who came up with the poll that shows that while President Trump does get credit for rebuilding the economy or building the economy or adding to the economy, they simply don't like him, and they don't plan to vote for him in 2020. But we kind of knew that, I mean, already. I mean, don't we know that this particular president has been attacked more than any other president? But you also have to realize, as you always do, and you know this, that you have to pay attention to a couple of different things when you see these kinds of polls saying that the president remains deeply unpopular regardless as to how well the economy is doing, and that is who came up with the poll. Now, if it's CNN, well, then I hate to say this, but I believe that you can discount what they would say and what they would do because they are known Trump haters. They also came out, by the way, in another poll I saw in the last week where the American people feel like Robert Mueller is doing a great job with the Russia collusion investigation. And I don't want to get into a whole, you know, Robert Mueller thing today, but I don't know how many times the president has to say, no, I'm not firing Robert Mueller. He has said it over and over and over again. But for whatever reason, and I think it's really interesting, because while the president says, I'm not going to fire Robert Mueller, you have people on the left, you have people in the media, you have people in Hollywood saying, if the president fires Robert Mueller, that's going to be our line in the sand. We are going to attack. It's going to be obstruction of justice. We're going to get to impeach him. And so for the president, he would be playing right into the hands of his detractors if he fired Mueller, which he says he's not going to do. But for whatever reason, and I know the reason, but for whatever reason, the folks on the left, they are trying to make that narrative happened. They're trying to ultimately create a story where the president is just seconds away from firing Robert Mueller. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous because they want the president to fire Robert Mueller. The media, the Democrats, they do want the president to fire Robert Mueller. So you have to sit back and think, well, wait a minute. They're screaming that they don't want the president to fire Robert Mueller. They're screaming, you better not fire Robert Mueller. And they're screaming about obstruction of justice if the president does. Well, then why would I say, on the one hand, they're saying, you better not, you better not, you better not. But deep inside, they want the president to fire him because that will play right into their narrative. That will play right into their agenda. It would give them the opportunity to say, see, do you see what he did? He fired Robert Mueller, obstruction of justice. And it gives them yet one more thing to complain about. It gives them one more reason to try to impeach the president. It gives them one more thing to put on their list of things that they've been complaining about since day one. Even though the president keeps saying over and over again, I'm not going to fire Robert Mueller. So the American people, they're saying that they feel like Robert Mueller is indeed conducting a fair investigation. And, you know, part of me wonders, when you see those polls about how the majority of Americans feel like Robert Mueller is leading a fair investigation into Russian collusion, I wonder if the American people really look at some of the things that have been discovered regarding Robert Mueller and his investigation, about the investigators themselves, about how these were folks that were diehard, dyed-in-the-wool Hillary Clinton supporters, and a lot of these folks took a part in that investigation into Hillary, which ultimately led to her not facing any real consequences for mishandling classified information. Those same people, as we all know, were Hillary supporters. Those same people hated Donald Trump, and we all know the story about how those same people that loved Hillary but hated Donald Trump ended up investigating President Trump for collusion. So I don't know how anybody could say, oh, this is most certainly a fair investigation into the president. Now, can you say, listen, just because these folks don't like President Trump or hate President Trump does not mean that they can't carry out and execute a fair investigation? Well, I guess that does remain to be seen, but I would say that these folks were biased for Hillary, and despite what I would say is a lot of evidence, the FBI ultimately recommended that she not face any charges because they were biased in her favor. Could the same be said for President Trump? He's got a bunch of people that simply do not like him. Because they don't like him, does that mean that they're going to go out of their way to try and find some sort of an accusation of collusion as being actual fact? We'll have to wait and see. My name is Dan Mandis on WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall. We do traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. It's 8:45 now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Bill Brozy.
Well, thanks, Dan. It's been a pretty quiet Christmas morning, actually, and we've been pretty well incident-free. And because of the relatively light volume, highway crews have been able to make short work of the few incidents that we've had here and there. Now, we do have police called out to the scene of an accident just a short while ago here on Shady Grove Road in Rockville. It's at Trayville Gateway Drive. And in Tacoma Park, we're seeing some congestion on Maryland 410 as you head west from Maryland 195. That's Carroll Avenue into 320 or Piney Branch Road. Beltway is looking pretty good on both the inner and the outer loop. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, no problems to report right now on the 3rd Street Tunnel, though. It's getting a little heavy as you head north from K Street Northwest into New York Avenue Northwest. They're still working on cleaning up those trees that are blocking Trap Road and Fairfax near Towson Road. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel for you.
Wind advisory until 2 p.m., possible gust of 50 miles per hour. We will work in more sunshine throughout the day, high 38. Tonight we turn mostly cloudy, low near 25. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 38 degrees in our nation's capital. Good morning. My name is Dan Mandis. Merry Christmas to you. Filling in for Vincent Mary on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. So now a woman is accusing U.S. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of getting preferential treatment from United Airlines. Listen to this. The woman's name is Jean Marie Simon. She is a 63-year-old attorney and also a private school teacher, and she was trying to get back to Washington, D.C. And for some reason, the airline says that she canceled her trip. And lo and behold, in her seat is one U.S. Representative, Sheila Jackson Lee. Now, the woman, Jean Marie Simon, it just so happens that she's white, and we know Sheila Jackson Lee is black. And so this all comes to a head when she's trying to get home. Jean Marie Simon is trying to get home, and she finds that the representative is in her seat. And the attendant says, "Did you cancel your flight?" And she said, "No, I just want to go home." Simon later learned that Jackson Lee was in her pre-purchased seat and has alleged that the congresswoman received preferential treatment, which United denies. The airline says after thoroughly examining our electronic records, we found that upon receiving a notification that Flight 788 was delayed due to weather, the customer appears to have canceled her flight. But she says, "No, I did not cancel my flight." As a matter of fact, she sent a reporter a screenshot of the United website showing only one inactive reservation, a flight to Houston back in August to visit her daughter that she had to cancel because of Hurricane Harvey. So now Jackson Lee issued a statement saying that she had asked for nothing exceptional or out of the ordinary and received nothing exceptional or out of the ordinary. And you know, Simon says, the woman says, that she saw Jackson Lee board the plane with the flight attendant before all of the other passengers, but did not know who she was until after they told her that after she was seated. So that's the big question. Did Sheila Jackson Lee get preferential treatment from United Airlines? Well, I don't know about that, but what she did do was she played the race card. Here's what she had to say, because this woman has now gone public with her accusations against United Airlines. And for the record, I don't necessarily fault Sheila Jackson Lee if she did everything the right way. The airline says that the woman basically canceled her flight, and so they followed proper protocol. Sheila Jackson Lee, though, she came out with a statement that I don't want to play the race card here, but she certainly did. She says that it was all about race. She says, "Since this was no fault of mine, the way the individual continued to act appeared to be, upon reflection, because I was African American. Seemingly an easy target, along with the African-American flight attendant, who was very, very nice." Jackson Lee said in the statement, "This saddens me, especially at this time of year, given all of the things that we have to work on to help people." She says, "But in the spirit of the season and out of the sincerity of my heart, it is perceived that I have had anything to do with this, then it's enough for me to simply say I'm sorry." And that's what she does. She says, "I'm kind enough to simply say sorry for everything that transpired. But I guess for the life of me, I don't understand why she decided to play the race card. Because at no time did Jean Marie Simon, the woman in question, use the race card, but Sheila Jackson Lee did. And part of me wonders is, you know, when people play the race card, what they're trying to do is they're trying to shut down questions. They're trying to shut down conversation. So I would have to ask, since she played the race card, is there more to this particular story, and did she receive preferential treatment? We'll have to wait and see. My name is Dan on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Your cell phone isn't the only thing in your car that can distract you while you're driving. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. New vehicle infotainment systems take drivers' eyes and attentions off the road for potentially dangerous periods of time, according to a new AAA study. We know that taking your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds doubles your risk of a crash. AAA commissioned researchers from the University of Utah went out and tested infotainment systems in 30 new 2017 vehicles. They found programming navigation was the most distracting task, taking an average of 40 seconds for drivers to complete. When driving at 25 miles an hour, A driver can travel the length of 4 football fields during the time it could take to enter a destination, according to the report. AAA says it's now meeting with auto manufacturers to discuss how to make future infotainment systems less distracting. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Wake up to the power of the dollar at Taco Bell, where you can get the new $1 breakfast stacker loaded with 3 lavish layers of fluffy eggs and melty cheese. 3 layers. There are 3 sides to the pyramid on the dollar bill. Is the Bell Illuminati behind this? Maybe the $1 breakfast stacker is the new morning order. Experience the power of the dollar at Taco Bell. At participating locations for a limited time during breakfast hours, prices may vary, tax extra.
New Year's resolution time is right around the corner. It's Larry O'Connor, and I can't believe it's been a year since I made the commitment to get healthy and lose weight in 2017. And looking back over this last year, I am so thankful for the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss for their support and for the confidence they provided on my weight loss journey. I now know more about nutrition than I ever have before. So if you've been thinking about losing weight and getting healthy, or if you've made it your New Year's resolution in the past and you failed, don't be afraid of failing again. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss, and like me, you'll empower yourself to lose the weight for good in 2018. EMP 180 gives you the tools needed to lose the weight and the support you need so you can keep it off for good. 2 convenient locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
The white broke. The black broke.
I sense great conflict in you. If it helps, it also comes in gray.
It's the final days of Nissan's Master the Drive sales event. Hurry in for your last chance to save big. Take on today. See Star Wars The Last Jedi now playing. Lease the Rogue family for $159 per month or save up to $10,260 on select models. Offers end January 2nd. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan dealer. Nissan, innovation that excites.
For well-qualified buyers, 2017 Rogue Sport, $44.99 initial payment for 36 months. Excludes taxes, title, license. $10,260 on 2017 Titan XD. $8,500 cash back. $1,760 Platinum Reserve Bed Utility Package Savings. Must finance through NMAC and take delivery from new dealer stock. See dealer or call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details.
It is 8:55 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. Dan in for Vince and Mary. We do traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, Bill Brosey.
Oh, thank you, Dan. We have police still directing traffic around the blocked road in Fairfax because of some trees on that road. We have this report brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. Trap Road near Towson Road is where the trees are still blocking all lanes, and they are trying to get that cleaned up as quickly as they can. And again, police are directing traffic around that to try to help things along. Shady Grove Road at Trayville Gateway Drive. Police on the scene of an accident. This is in Rockville. The inner and outer loop of the Beltway, no problems at all. The 3rd Street Tunnel northbound, very slow between K Street Northwest and New York Avenue Northwest. And Maryland 410 westbound between Carroll Avenue and Piney Branch Road. Things are running a little slow there as well. US 1 northbound between Main Avenue Southwest and Independence Avenue Southwest, and we have some congestion as well. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid Pharmacy or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We work in more sunshine throughout the day. Gusty winds early. Wind advisory until 2 for possible gusts of 50 miles per hour. High 38 tonight, turning mostly cloudy. Low near 25. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 degrees in our nation's capital.
Hi, it's Mary Walter.
And Vince Colonnaise. And WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala is this Sunday at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it because it's just days away, so you've got to book your party package now before it's too late.
You'll get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and a whole lot more.
So purchase your party package at WMAL.com/New Year.
Space is limited. Book your package today.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxel.
The hardest thing is to change habits. And the same is true with planning for retirement because, man, if you've been in the TSP for 30 years, it is hard to relinquish control of that TSP, even if it's in your best interest. But a lot of times what we like to do is really educate people on the differences, like why that's almost necessary.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon, here on WMAL or online at wintertroxel.com.
If your business depends on commercial vehicles, then you deserve the best automotive partner in the DMV. Century Ford of Mount Airy has been keeping businesses rolling for years. Literally. Hi, I'm Joe DeGiorgi, managing partner of Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century is a Ford commercial vehicle center trained specifically to sell and service Ford commercial vehicles to get any job done. Mike Allen and John Priest have well over 60 years of collective experience in commercial vehicle sales and service and can configure your next commercial vehicle to your specific needs. Century offers the area's largest selection of commercial trucks, vans, and any size or configuration. From the new Ford F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups to the really big boys like the Ford F-750 chassis cab or a new transit van to help you run your business. Just a scenic short drive in the heart of Mount Airy, Maryland. Stop by Century Ford of Mount Airy or check out our website at centuryford.com. Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century delivers commercial vehicles.
Accepting boats and real estate donations.
Cars for kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Good morning, Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. You can find out more about me on the Dan Mandis Show Facebook page. Chris Plant is coming up next. Mary returns tomorrow right here on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station
where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 9. Good morning and Merry Christmas. I'm Bill Thompson. Pope Francis used his annual Christmas message to call for a negotiated two-state solution to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
It's important to remember that this urbi et orbi, that is, to the city and the world address that Francis is giving, isn't just the Pope saying Merry Christmas, and it's not an exclusively religious message. There's a lot of politics in there, too. It's kind of a 360-degree review of the global situation.
Correspondent John Allen. As you exchange gifts with family and friends this Christmas Day, Roman Catholic Cardinal Donald Wuerl wants you to remember the best gift of all, kindness.
The simple, quiet gift of a smile, of a good word, of a word of encouragement.
Archbishop of Washington Cardinal Donald Wuerl is practicing what he preaches this Christmas Day by joining more than 1,000 people in need for the Shrine's Christmas dinner.
And they're treated as if they were going to a first-class restaurant.
And the kids love it.
Since I'm in my red cassock, having just come from Mass, many of the kids think I'm Santa Claus. But it's always just a delightful, delightful time.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sadly, the holidays can also be a time that fires are more apt to happen. In Maryland, a new smoke detector law goes into effect soon.
Starting New Year's Day, homeowners in Maryland must have a smoke alarm with a 10-year battery and a hush silence feature. Pete Perringer's with Montgomery County Fire.
We've been at it
either going door-to-door on Saturdays as part of our Safety in the Neighborhood initiative, or by residents calling 311 and scheduling a home safety evaluation, which we've had in place, where firefighters will go out and go into a home and check smoke alarms and install smoke alarms.
Herringer says the legislation was actually signed back in 2013, but has been phased in to give homeowners plenty of time to comply with the law. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, now that the tax bill has been signed, Congress is using the holiday break to figure out what its next big project should be.
Some have hinted that the next big priority will be going back to a campaign promise from President Trump, infrastructure.
Democrats, from the beginning of the presidency, have said we're willing to try to do something on infrastructure. We all know that we need that.
But Democrats like Maryland Congressman John Sarbanes are concerned that big public-private partnerships might not be the most prudent solution. Plus, he says,
it would have been a lot easier if we hadn't just given $1.5 trillion away in tax breaks to big corporations and the wealthy in this country. That's money that we could have used for this infrastructure proposal, whatever it may be.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, apparently, a boy's quest for a Red Ryder air rifle is more popular than a Christmas angel convincing a man he's changed lives.
A new poll by Axios shows 1983's A Christmas Story edges out the 1946 film It's a Wonderful Life as the number one Christmas movie. A Christmas Story centers on young Ralphie Parker and the thing he wants the most for Christmas.
I want an official Red Ryder Carbon Action 200 Rainsball Air Rifle.
No, shoot your eye out.
Jimmy Stewart starred as George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life. That's number two on the list. Back to the number one, though. As is customary, both TNT and TBS are airing 24-hour marathons of that movie all day long. I'm TJ Coutini.
Checking your money, the markets are closed for the holiday today. The Dow opens the day tomorrow at 24,754, the NASDAQ at 6,960. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.